Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It is my privilege to be with you today, and I thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions about real estate investing, Lifestyles Unlimited, how to get started, anything at all, please send me an email. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. Today's show will be a bit provocative. I appreciate you joining us for the entire show today. Some of you may see yourself in here. I hope you do. I get numerous emails from people all over the United States from many angles. I really enjoy them. And it may take me a day or two, but I'll respond the best I can. And primarily, these emails are from five different groups, let's say. Group one, real estate investors, not necessarily Lifestyles Unlimited members, but people that are successful and interesting in their own right. Of course, I get emails from Lifestyles Unlimited members, again, all over the United States. Third group of folks, I get emails from people wanting to change their life or people starting over. Yes, life gets in the way. It's not when you get knocked down, it's if you get up, right? Many reasons are starting over, some intentional, some unintentional, but it is what it is, and my heart goes out to you. Yeah, let's get up. Let's move forward. Let's make a change. Let's start over. Let's make a difference. And then I get emails from people that have started their real estate investment career, but they're still rather new, maybe 1 to 3 single-family properties, 1 to 3 apartment deals, apartment communities that they've invested in, or a combination thereof, somewhere along those lines. But typically people that have been doing this for a year or two, and they're ready to kind of take that next step and move forward. Fifth group of people, those that have done absolutely nothing. And there's two types within that. There's the type B believers, and then there's the flat-out skeptics. The believers, these are people that literally have been looking at real estate investing for 2 to 10 years, sometimes more. I have the emails. It's unbelievable. These are people who say, I've wanted to invest, or I knew about this, or many of them might have even had joined Lifestyles Unlimited 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago and never did anything for whatever reason, for a decade. And there's always an excuse, right? Too busy. Their work is too demanding. Look, I started doing this, and I had an extremely demanding corporate gig. You must find the time. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it. You're going to find the way. Or the excuse is the market's not right. The market's never right. Look at the math. It's either a deal or it's not a deal. It either makes sense or it doesn't make sense. Or relationships, that's a big one. I would invest in real estate, but my fill in the blank, wife, spouse, husband, parents, for whatever reason, think it's a bad idea. But you're still listening to Lifestyles Unlimited. You're still listening to this radio show. You're still looking at us. But there's always an excuse. Well, I've moved. We always had a move coming up 2 or 3 times, so I couldn't invest in real estate. What's that have to do with it? 10 years. Friends, 10 years will go by in the blink of an eye. Where were you 10 years ago? But again, this is a group of people that know real estate investing works because they send me their testaments of why it works. They have somebody in their family that's making money investing in real estate, or a family member that did it in the past and made a ton of money, or a coworker or a neighbor or somebody that's close to them they know is investing in real estate, and they know it works, yet they still haven't taken action. These people tug at my heart. Some of them I can convince to get started, and quite frankly, there's a ton of them I'll never convince. Not me, not Dell, not anybody. There are a lot of people that will just never leave their comfort zone for whatever reason, even though they know it's the right move. I had a guy tell me, kind of a mentor in my life, probably 25 years ago, and he said, Harrison, if you don't continuously get out of your comfort zone, you'll never get ahead in life. As soon as you're comfortable, you've got to get out of that zone and move on. And he was saying the same thing that Dale said to me decades later. What gets in the way of a great life? A good life. It's about getting out of your comfort zone and making a change. But look, there are always going to be those people that when the dam breaks and the river is rising, literally, and you're knocking on their door saying, you've got to get out of here. This house is about to be underwater. There's always those people that just won't leave. And then the other part of the group that never took action. Those are the skeptics. Yet you listen to the show, you send me email, you send me questions, but they're always based in disbelief. Look, that's okay. Skepticism is a learned behavior. No one is born a skeptic. People are conditioned to become skeptics. But at some point, you need to recognize real and genuine when you see it. And I hope to shed some light on that today. I'm here to tell you that what we do is real and it works, but telling you is not just good enough. There are thousands of personal triumphs at Lifestyles Unlimited that can be shared. Today, I'm going to speak from real facts, from today, from real people, from right now. We all know stories about yesterday when people made money or what deal that worked 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Look, the truth is it always works if it's set up right. But I'm going to share with you some accounts from today and now. What gets in the way of a great life? A good life. I'm going to talk to you skeptics. Today's show is for you. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. If you have any questions about real estate investing, about Lifestyles Unlimited, anything at all, please send me an email. My email address is askmike@luinc.com, luinc.com. And if you've missed any parts of this show now or in the past, you can always pick us up. My favorite way is my podcast app on my smartphone. I subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It automatically uploads the new episodes. When I'm driving somewhere in my car, I literally tooth my phone to my car radio and listen to some shows. The time passes by nicely, and it's a great way to catch up and continuously stay sharp and learn about real estate investing. Of course, you can always find us on YouTube, Lifestyles Unlimited, or type in Dale Walmsley, D-E-L-1-L, Dale Walmsley. If you don't know who he is, he's the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, you can find us on the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button. You'll find the show there. I get many emails. All of them I enjoy. But today's show is for you skeptics, the ones that constantly want to poke holes in what we do, or you don't believe that Lifestyles Unlimited is real. You don't believe that people truly can retire in 3 to 5 years. You don't necessarily believe that we're sincere. Really, this is more about you than it is about us. You've been conditioned, abused, taken advantage of, beaten down. Something has happened in your life that has made you a skeptic. Many of you honestly don't realize what an impact we've had on real estate investing throughout the United States. And there's a ton of you that don't believe the returns, and it makes me smile, but it's okay. Skeptics are conditioned. You're not born that way. You don't wake up as a baby and be a skeptic. You're always optimistic when you're young. Let me share an example. My wife and I have rescued dogs throughout our 27-year marriage. And when Amy was managing an apartment, yes, she was an apartment manager when we first got married a long time ago. This was a big apartment community. It was in Arlington. She was riding in her golf cart and came across a starving, full-blooded female pointer. Beautiful dog. And this pointer jumped in her golf cart without any prompts at all. It was very odd. Looking back, this dog was quite literally at the end. And I think it was just kind of a Hail Mary. Didn't know what to do. Probably had hours to live and just jumped in the golf cart. And my wife brought the dog to me, and she was starving. I mean, from 10 yards away, you can count every rib in her body. Starving to death right there. My first reaction, I took her in, offered her some water. She wouldn't drink it, didn't trust me, wouldn't take her eyes off of me. She was so weak, though, she couldn't even resist. I'd carry her up the stairs. I tore open a bag of hot dogs that I had in the fridge. And those of you that have dogs, I mean, typically, I mean, they'll jump 10 feet in the air to snatch a hot dog out of your hand. Healthy dog will. But I tore open a bag of hot dogs and tried to feed her, and she wouldn't take it. I mean, she sniffed it. She'd look away, and she'd just turn away, even though this dog was just flat out starving. Then at some point, I left her alone, and I returned. And after a couple of hours, she ate the hot dog, drank a little water, never taking her eyes off of me, would watch me. Literally, she's so tired, her head is falling down and her eyes are closing, and then she would snap her head back up and just look at me. She just couldn't even let herself go to sleep because she was scared. She was ready for the other shoe to drop. She had been abused. She was a skeptic. Who is this human trying to give me water and a warm place to sleep and a hot dog and food? Even though she was abused, starving, she wouldn't trust a friendly human at all. Her name was Gidget. She was a skeptic when she met me. And it was all based on her horrific personal truth, the only life she knew prior to my wife and I coming into her life. But at some point, Gidget bought in. That dog's life changed forever. She was one of the smartest, most beautiful animals I've ever had the joy of caring for in my life. And there's more to that story. I actually caught up to the owner, but that's not for today's show. But Gidget was a skeptic until she recognized genuine love and care. And it changed her, and she lived out her days, and there were some good last days for her. But none of us are born skeptics. That's the point I'm trying to make. It happens due to bad experiences. It's based on personal truth. But if we go deeper, skeptics really don't believe in themselves. They don't believe they have what it takes to succeed for whatever reason. And so they're throwing out the excuses, and it's just a defense mechanism. And so I want to overcome some of that, at least for those of you looking at Lifestyles Unlimited and you say, there's no way people are retiring in 3 to 5 years. There's no way people are making 200-300% or more on investments. So I'm going to give you some examples of just some of the things we're doing, because I want you to understand just how real it is that we are. I invest passively in apartment communities. I've been focusing on it for about 4 years now. I've got partnerships in 15 different communities, two more potential opportunities I'm seeking as we speak. There's an opportunity on the table right now. It's a husband and wife team, very experienced, very knowledgeable investors. Don't ask me their name. I'm not going to share their name. Don't ask. Join Lifestyles Unlimited and you can meet these people. And that's not, I'm not trying to throw out a promo for Lifestyles. I'm just telling you, I'm not going to share these people's name. If you believe we're just a small-time group of investors that participate in minor deals, you are sorely mistaken. The lead investors, they have an opportunity on the table where they are raising approximately $10 million. That's what they need to purchase this apartment community. As of Wednesday of this week, this past week, this husband and wife team had commitments of over 718%. What does that mean? Well, if you're trying to raise $10 million, and people from all over the United States have looked at this deal and they said, that looks good to me. I'm in for X amount if you'll have me. To the tune of 718% soft commit. What does that mean? $71.8 million has said, yes, we would like to be part of this deal. Does that sound small time to you? Does that sound like we're just a bunch of hokey investors that are kind of throwing something together willy-nilly? My friends, the hardest decision these leads are going to have to make is to tell $60 million, thank you, but I just don't have room for you in this deal, but I really appreciate what you're doing. My name is Mike Harrison. We're going to continue discussing skepticism in the realm of who we are and what we do and how we create wealth. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My name's Mike Harrison. I appreciate you joining me today. Today's show is for you skeptics. But I want to ask you, what really is keeping you on the sidelines? You know, a skeptic never loses money. They never make money. They just never lose money. They rest. They find reasons not to move forward constantly. And again, I'm not using that term skeptic in a derogatory manner. I get it. It's based on personal truth. We're not born that way. Not born that way at all. We're conditioned to be that way. There's an old saying, on the plains of hesitation lie the blackened bones of countless millions who, at the dawn of victory, sat down and rested, and while resting, died. I love that saying. That is one of my all-time favorites. But what it's really saying is, you're right there. Stand up, move forward, and be victorious. Everybody gets tired, but don't sit down. Don't be a skeptic. Make a move. Move forward. You want to make a move and learn what it is we're all about? Tune into our workshop, lifestylesunlimited.com. You can see how we make money 5 ways in single-family homes and 6 ways in apartment communities. Literally, see if it's for you. See if it's something you're interested in. It's interactive. You can ask questions. If you do want to join Lifestyles Unlimited, there's a promo right now. Go to givemetotalfreedom.com, givemetotalfreedom.com, and enter the promo code SAVEBIG, all one word, SAVEBIG, all capitals. That will knock the price down to $297 for 2 years. $297 for 2 years. Friends, that's the cost of a nice dinner out on town, maybe half of a really, really nice dinner. But literally, it's nothing compared to what you're going to get. That'll give you the ability to participate in our 2-day, 16-hour financial freedom seminar. At the end of that seminar, you will learn and be prepared to begin your investment career in real estate. Day 1, single-family homes, and day 2 is how to invest in apartment communities, 3 different ways: lead, passive, or independent rental owner. Today's show is for you skeptics, not the type B's who analyze opportunities for weeks, months, years, and never take action. And yes, I got the emails. Some of you have known the power of real estate to create passive income and wealth for a decade or more. You have friends that have done it. You have family that have done it, coworkers that have done it, people you know that have done it, but you just won't do it. Now, this isn't for you. This is for those of you that just, for whatever reason, don't believe how real it is what we do. And there is part of me in that. I listened to the radio show, this podcast, this radio show, way back when, 10 years ago, 11 years ago. I listened to it for 2 years prior to attending the free workshop. Now, I knew real estate worked. I owned a property at that time. I wasn't a member, so I wasn't necessarily a skeptic, but I just wasn't making the move for whatever reason. The old what gets in the way of a great life, a good life, comfortable, right? Good corporate job, bills are getting paid, kids are able to participate in sports, able to take that family vacation every couple of years, maybe not the vacation we wanted to take, but it was the vacation that we did take. But honestly, I was just naive. Now, the skeptics are the ones that refuse to believe what we do really works. They're the ones that refuse to believe that they can retire in 3 to 5 years. Part of that crowd, they also believe the stock market will not crash. It just won't. It's not going to happen. It hadn't happened yet. Why will it? That's ironic, my friends, because it's natural. Now, I'm not saying it will. Well, let me take that back. It will. I'm not saying when, but it is a natural cycle. And real estate will reset. That's a natural cycle as well. But if you invest properly, if you have best product, best price, and you have a resident in that home and it is cash flowing, the leases don't come to an end just because real estate is resetting somewhat. No, rent's still due on the first. You make money in the good times and you make money in the bad times. Through the cycles, we are safe. In fact, when the cycle goes down, we buy more property. If you missed my first example on what we're doing now, how real it is here at Lifestyles Unlimited, and here's a real estate investor, here's another one. There's another deal that's out there and on the table. Another husband and wife, lead investor team. And again, I'm keeping their names confidential. Please don't email me and ask me who they are. They have a 300% commitment, roughly, for $8 million. $8 million raise, 300% commitment. That's $24 to $27 million that have said, we like what you're doing. We have reviewed the opportunity. We have gone through the private placement memorandum. It looks like a good opportunity for us, and we would like to join you in the purchase of this property and be a partner. Again, to the tune of $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, maybe a little more. That sounds like a few hundred people, if not more than that, from all walks of life that have looked at this and said, we like the opportunity. We would like to participate with you. Thank you. I can only sum that up as real people, real opportunities, real commitments. What's keeping you on the sidelines? 2007, 2010, the housing meltdown. You know what that was? That was the best time in recent history to buy property. But if you were watching the news, they were instilling the fear in you. Fear, fear, fear. No, that was the best time to buy, friends. The best time. 2011, the economy was flat. It was at a halt. That was a great time to buy property. 2012, if you look back, there was a recession. Again, great time to buy property. 2013, we were at a looming default, lots of uncertainty, employment at 7.9%. That's when I started buying. Looking back, it was great. I wish I'd bought more, right? Hindsight's 2020. We'll all say that. 2014, economy's coming back. GDP's growing. I'm still buying. You know what realtors were telling me back then? They're telling me prices are really getting high. Does that sound familiar? 2015, 2016, there was a Dow Jones Industrial Average sell-off. Recession was imminent. I kept buying, although non-real estate investors thought I was crazy. What are you doing? The economy continued to bounce back and grow from 2016 on. I kept buying. You know what the pattern was? If I was listening to everybody out there, the naysayers, the skeptics, when the economy was bad, they told me not to buy. When the economy was good, they told me not to buy. Sound familiar? 2018, 2019 were the same. 2020, I'll sum that year up as COVID and politics. I kept buying, kept investing. 2021 made 2020 look like a normal year. It was nuts. I kept investing. 2022, yet to be determined. I will continue to invest and buy. My cash flow will continue to grow. My wealth will continue to grow. What motivates you more, friends? A fear of failure or a desire to succeed? We'll be right back. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. My name's Mike Harrison. If you've listened to the earlier parts of the show, yes, a bit provocative, but I hope I'm speaking to many of you out there. If you're waiting to take action, if you're waiting for times to be perfect, good, to move into real estate, they're never going to be that way. You set the deal up and you look at it mathematically. It's either a deal that cash flows and makes sense or it isn't. I want to invite you to our Wealth and Passive Income Expo. It's right around the corner. It's the Expo and the Multifamily Masters Tour. It's March 17th, March 18th, March 19th this year, Houston, Texas, at the George R. Brown Convention Center. Now, the Masters Tour is going to be on Thursday. If you want more information on that, you can go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com or you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com and get more information. The Masters Tour is great. If you don't know what that is there are opportunities to buy seats on the Masters Tour, and you'll get in a bus with other like-minded individuals, and you'll actually visit some of these apartment communities that these lead investors have purchased recently. I discussed two deals that are on the table right now in the earlier segments and the raises that are being put together so that they can purchase these apartment communities. But you'll see them, and they'll open the books, and they'll show you the numbers. You skeptics out there, come touch it. Come feel it. Come meet other investors that are in these properties. Come see how they're making money six ways. Come see how real estate really is. Come see what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. But again, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com or at lifestylesunlimited.com. I'll be there, but so will 6,000 other investors from all over the United States. There's also breakout classes, networking events, fabulous time. But friends, you need to put it together now. You need to pencil out those days. If you're working, ask for your vacation days. But you will be thankful that you did. I remember my first expo. I took a day off from work, drove down to Houston by myself, got a hotel room, and went alone. And it was eye-opening. And I've gone, well, the last 5 years, I've gone in a row. So I couldn't make it to all of them. In the last 9 years, I've been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, but I haven't missed any in the last 5 years. Today's show is for you skeptics, and skepticism is real. I'm not saying that in a derogatory way, in any way, shape, or form. We're not born that way, but it's based on personal truth. Essentially, it's a doubt to the truth of something, and really, it's a defensive measure. It's a way to protect yourself from pain, and this stems. I do get emails from people that, there's no way you're making that kind of money. But I would also say, why would we do a radio show? Why would we put together this educational and mentoring group? What are these 50,000 other members saying to you? It is real, friends. It's as real as it gets. I'm going to take a few moments here, and I'm going to share another win from another lead investor within Lifestyles Unlimited. Notice I'm not telling you stories about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. We've got success stories that go back several decades. I'm telling you about the here and now. And this just came across the other day. Again, I'm not going to share the name of this lead investor. And they're not always properties in Dallas or Houston or Phoenix or what have you. There's properties all over. These are in South Texas. I know this lead investor also has properties in the Beaumont area. I'm not an investor with this lead. I wish I was. Every time they have a deal on the table, an opportunity on the table, I just don't happen to have funds to invest at that time. We have a saying here at Lifestyles Unlimited that you'll run out of money before you run out of opportunities, before you run out of deals to invest in. And that is so true. There are a ton of opportunities out there. So this is an apartment association in South Texas. I'm not going to share the city. And within 1 year, this lead investor's asset company won 2021 Outstanding Owner Management. And he lists the apartment community. This is from a few different apartment communities. 2021 Outstanding Community Manager. His manager won the award for essentially best community manager. 2021 Outstanding Leasing Consultant. Again, this isn't all at the same apartment community. 2021, Outstanding Maintenance Supervisor. Now, looking at that, do you think the residents that live in that apartment community are well taken care of? Do you think they're happy to be a part of that community? Do you believe that their needs are taken care of? Do you believe that that's a safe, functional, clean, fun, wonderful place to live for people? You're darn right it is. That lead investor has made sure of that. His people take pride in what they do. They're the best of the best, and they have the awards to prove it. Now, if you look at a property like that, do you think that's a profitable property, or do you think the one that's all run down where no one wants to be there and it's just crime-ridden and nothing works and maintenance is never done, the air conditioners don't work, the heaters are constantly going out, or do you think that's the property that makes money? I can tell you, friends, it's the place where everybody wants to be that's taken care of that makes money. Best product, best price. And this lead investor has embraced that philosophy. Now, where did this lead investor learn that? Here at Lifestyles Unlimited. Right here. Taught to us and duplicated hundreds, if not thousands of times. Now, continuing on, the same lead investor. And this is really a note that he sent out to people that are on his investment list, his investors, and people that look to be his investors. He took ownership of a property a year ago. Crazy 2021, he bought a property. In that year, he has achieved the following. He actually says we have achieved the following because it is him and his team. They went from 77% to 97% physical occupancy. Wow, 77 to 97, that's huge. 72 to 94% economic occupancy. Yes, those two are different, and we can teach that to you here at Lifestyles Unlimited. Physical and economic are different. They leased up 50 plus vacant units in just a year, in under a year. 50% unrealized capital gain. 50%. 100% increase in other income. 7 to 8% cash flow on a loan assumption. So I get emails, many of you ask me, Mike, what can I expect to make as a passive investor? It's a difficult question to answer. I can only give you averages and I can only share what I make. But here, this lead investor is telling you this property is paying a 7 to 8% cash on cash return, and they have a loan assumption on this. So their passives are making 7 to 8%. So if you put 100 grand in, you're making anywhere from $7,000 to $8,000 a year, cash on cash income, tax free. They stabilized the property within 6 months. Started investor cash flow early. What does that mean? You put money in a deal. Look, they're buying an apartment community that's run down, it's beat up, it's poorly managed. That's where the opportunity is. You come in and you stabilize the property, then you begin paying the passives. You don't get paid immediately. That dog is starving. That dog is hurt. That dog needs to be taken care of. That dog needs to essentially get well. And then when she's healthy, then when she's happy, then you start getting the love back. Okay? So they stabilized it and began paying the passives early, quick. Probably in this deal, I can say a lot of times they say, give us a year. Give us a year to get this property back up and running and fixed and management in place. But this lead was able to do it in 6 months and began the cash flow early. That is a success story. This lead self manages. He has his own management company. He's not giving it off to a third party. Not to say you can't make money with third party management, but this lead obviously is involved, wants his hands in the deal, wants to be part of the team, wants to make that best product, best price. Now, does that sound like a fly-by-night real estate investment group, educational and mentoring group? Not at all, my friends. That's the best of the best in the country. This lead continues on. He's been a Lifestyles Unlimited member for 12 years. And if you missed the first segment, I get emails from people that knew real estate worked for 10 years and yet never did anything. This lead retired from corporate America at the ripe old age of 33 years old. A young go-getter. Saw the value in real estate, saw the value in education, took what Lifestyles taught him, and the sky's the limit. He's just getting started. This lead investor now has 982 units of ownership. He has fun every day. He pushes himself and his team to get better every day, and it shows. And he closes by saying he's grateful to Dale Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited. I can tell you, so am I. My name is Mike Harrison. I want you to understand, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. We'll see you next week. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.